Sister Meskiach, Rosh Yeshiva, all the Chavarim. The same Isaac from the Avni Nezer. It's a funny story. The same Isaac from Avni Nezer. That in Sochachov, there was a Yid that he began to drink already from Rosh Chodesh Adar. There are some nuschas that they say that from Rosh Chodesh Adar Aleph he began to drink. And the Avni Nezer didn't go for a shtick, as you know. And this Yid is already like shikr, you know, from the beginning of the month. And so the Avni Nezer asked him, went over and the Avni Nezer asked him, what are you drinking? Is that Purim? It's the Mishnichnis Adar over here. So the Yid said to the Avni Nezer, he says, look, Rabbi, it says in the Megillah that Haman wanted to kill every single Jew. B'chal Medinas Malchusa, in all the Medinas of Achashverosh, that's a very, very big job. Now he said he's going to do it, there's going to be Nar, Atzak, and Taf, and Noshim, B'yayim Echad, in one day. But you and I know that it's impossible to kill so many Jews in one day. I made a cheshbon, it would take at least a month, maybe 2 months. That's what this Amara says. Now the Teretz is, the reason that Achashverosh said he'll do it all in one day, and Haman they wanted to do it in one day, is that Jews shouldn't be able to enjoy to drink the entire month. But why do I have to go like, why do I have to pass like Achashverosh? I know that at least it would have taken a month, so therefore I begin to drink. The Avni Nezer used to praise this very, very much, what this Amara said. But he said something very great. The Ur, the light of V'nahafoichu, begins at the beginning of the month. And one of the most remarkable V'nahafoichus is in this week's parasha. And that's what I want to talk about. What we see in Parshas Truma, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was metzavu through Moshe Rabbeinu to make the Aron and the Kelim, and then after the Aron and the Kelim, to put up the Mishkan. V'osu Aron is the first thing. V'sisa Shulchan. And then only afterwards, V'sha Mishkan Taz. Afterwards is the Mishkan. That's the Seder HaDvar. Oren, Kalim, Mishkan. But everybody knows that in Parshas Kisisa, it's V'nahafeichu, right? In Parshas Kisisa, it's the opposite, V'nahafeichu. There the Seder is, Es Oyal Moyed. There the Seder is first, the Mishkan, the Binyan, the Mishkan, and Ves Ha'Oren La'edus Ves HaKaparis Asher Olav. Then is the Oren, and then at the end Ves Kol Klei Ha'Oil. Then only afterwards the Kelim. So the Seder of Parshas Truma is Oren, Kelim, and Mishkan, and the Seder of Parshas Kisisa is Mishkan, Oren, and Kelim. Chazal in the Gemara and Brachas and Daf Nun Hey. I'm just reviewing what everybody here knows. Chazal were megala that this, in fact, is a machloikis between who? Bezalel and Moshe Rabbeinu. Right? It's a machloikis Bezalel and Moshe. Gemara says, "B'shosh she'omer HaKadosh Baruch Hu l'Moshe, leich emer lo l'Bezalel, asei li mishkan Oren v'kelim. Holach Moshe v'hofach v'omer lo asei Oren v'kelim u'mishkan. Omer lo," so Paul says to Moshe Rabbeinu, min hogel shel olam adam boina bayis, the minhag of the world, what makes sense, the minhag of the world is, Adam Boina Bayis, you first have to have a place, A bias, the structure. A mishkan, that comes first. Adam boina bias. V'charkach machnis l'soichai kelim. And afterwards, you put in the furniture. Afterwards, you furnish the place. You put in what you need. So Bezalel asks Moshe Rabbeinu, v'ata oimer asei li aron v'kelim u'mishkan? And you're making even a hafechu? And you're telling me that what? That first I should make the aron and then the kelim. And only afterwards to make a building, a mishkan? Kelim shani oise lahechan achnisa. The kelim that I'm instructed to make, where do you want me to put them? In the garage? It doesn't say that. What do you want me to do with them? Shemakach omelach HaKadosh Baruch Hu? I say mishkan aron v'kelim. In all due respect, shemakach, maybe the Rosh Hashanah told you that the Seder is mishkan aron v'kelim. First the mishkan, then the aron, and then the kelim. This is a pella. Because in Parshas Truma, it's mefurish, it's clear, in Parshas Truma, the Moshe Rabbeinu is simply giving over to Bezalel the Seder that Hashem Yisbarach told Moshe Rabbeinu. Aron, Kelim, and Mishkan. And Moshe Rabbeinu was giving that over in Parshas Truma to Bezalel. In other words, it's not just a matter of Moshe Rabbeinu Bezalel. It's HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu was saying the Seder, and then in Kisisa, it's the world of Bezalel, and it's the Benahafich who takes place. It's the opposite. In Lamaise, to make matters more complicated, the Gemara says in Soitan Dafmam Dalit that the halach is like Bezalel. The halach is like Bezalel. And the Seder there in the Gemara of how life works, not just the building of the Mishkan, but how life works. The Seder is Tanur Bona Asher Nata, Asher Lokach, Asher Oras, Limda Torah Derech Eretz, Sheyivna Odom Bayis. The Torah through the Psukim is teaching us Derech Eretz, a normal way of life. That the normal way of life is Derech Eretz, Limda Torah Derech Eretz, Sheyivna Odom Bayis. That you first build a home. You build a home. You buy a home. You have a house. Sheivna Adam Bayis. V'yita Kerem, a parnasa, a vineyard. V'chakech Yisayisha. And then you fill the home with a family, with a wife and with children, and with everything else that you need in the home. Limda Torah Derech Eretz. Also the Gemara Ksubas and Samach Zayin. There the Gemara tells us, Yosem Shebo Lisa, if we're helping out, which we must do, to help out Yosem, an orphan, who's getting married. So the Gemara says, the Seder is very clear. Seichrin Le Bayis, first you find a home to rent for the Yosem. He needs a house. He needs a Mishkan. That's first. Seichrin Le Bayis. Umetzien Le Mita. And you have a bed and all the other things that he needs for the house, the furniture. And then you arrange for the chasana. Then the chasana takes place. The Rambam Lahalacha is in the fifth parak of Hilchos Deis, Halach Yud Aleph. The Rambam writes, a very strong lashon, Derech Balei Deya. Listen to the Lashon of the Rambam. It's the way of Balei Deya, of people who have Das. It's the way of Balei Deya. I don't know what to translate that. It's the way of rational, intelligent human beings. Derech Balei Deya. Sheyikvu le'odom melocha ha'mefaneses ois etchila. That a person should first find a profession, a type of work that will provide him with a parnasa, v'chakach yipne beis dira, and to then be able to have an apartment, a place to live, v'chakach yisa isha, and then you get married. And then he goes on afterwards and says, listen how strong. Avala tipshin. The Rambam says the tipshin, the fools. Avala tipshin. Maschilin lisa isha. First they get married. A tipshin. Maschilin lisa isha. Vacharkach. And afterwards in timtsa yoda yikna bayis. So he's already married. And afterwards, in Timtze Yodo, if things work out, then he'll find a house, to be able to get a house. To look for some sort of a profession. Well, he's planning this man has stalker. He's going to end up collecting, having to collect tzedakah. So the Rambam is telling us, very clearly, that the halach is like Bezalel, which the Medrash itself concludes in such a way. And Moshe Rabbeinu commends Bezalel for being mechazik this inyan of Mishkan, Oren Kalim. You first have to have the structure, the building. You first have to have the Kalim, the Parnasa, and so on. And then you're able to fill that world with Teichen, with the family and with the children and so on. With the Shechina HaKadosha, the Mishkan. This approach of Bezalel is very, very real and very practical, and it makes a lot of sense. And as the Rambam says, is the way of the Bali Deya, is Limdatar Derech Eretz. This is Derech Eretz. It's the Mahalach of this world. That with everything in life, one first needs to create, to have a mizgeres, the framework. To create first the framework, the mizgeres, the emtsoim, the means. And only after one creates that mizgeres, is he able to fill that mizgeres with the tachlis, with the or, with the objective of what it is that he's seeking in life. But there needs first to be a mizgeres, a framework, into which everything can then be poured. Everything can be built. It has to be in that place, in that world. Therefore, the Seder of Bezalel is the halacha. First is a mishkan, and after that, there's the Aron and the Kelim. First, a parnasa, and a home, and only afterwards to build a family, to bring into the house that you've built. Kach limda tardar charetz. So the question is, very, very obvious, what's the svar of Moshe Rabbeinu? It's not just that it's a svar of the Moshe Rabbeinu, like, it's not just the svar of Moshe Rabbeinu. In Parshas Truma, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mitzavah. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said those words in that order. In the order of the opposite order, the v'nahafeichu of Aron, Kalim, and Mishkan. It's not just Moshe Rabbeinu had a svara. The Baruch Shalom was megala this svara through Moshe Rabbeinu. Not only that, if you go back to the beginning, because we understand the whole idea of the Mishkan is the only need of Mishkan is returning in some way to what happened by Ma'aseh Bereishis. So if we go back to the beginning, by Bryas Ha'olam, we also see there the Shita of Moshe Rabbeinu and the Shita of Bezalel. When you look in the first parak of Bereishis, the first description of Ma'aseh Bereishis is the Bryas Ha'olam is preparing the world for Adam HaRishon. The Bryas Ha'olam is building a Mishkan, a world, a mizgeres, into which he's going to pour that barrier, that creation that's called Adam. And Adam and Chava, Adam Ashmo, is the toichen of creation. So in the first description of Ma'aseh Bereishis, the Baruch Shalom is building the Mishkan, is building the world, to prepare the world for the purpose of creation, which is Adam. And then only at the end of Ma'aseh Bereishis, Hashem brings Adam into the world. So this is the Shita of Bezalel. Kaidim there's a Mishkan, Kodim, there's the Mizgeres of the world, the creation of the world, the Mishkan and the Kelim, and then afterwards you bring in the Mishpach, you bring in the other. The Tachlis, the Ur, is Mizgal B'Saif, at the end. But when you look in the second perek of Bereishis, and the description there, there Adam is the beginning. And everything unfolds from Adam. To the sheet of Moshe Rabbeinu. Reb Tzadik Lublin in his Kuntres is Maimer on Shabbos. Speaks of two types of Shabbos. There's the Shabbos of Bereishis, where there were 6 days, and then there was Shabbos. And there was Shabbos of Adam Rishon, he calls Shabbos the Adam Rishon. There was the Shabbos of Adam Rishon, where Adam Rishon was created on Erev Shabbos, and things begin with Shabbos. So the Shabbos which is the end, and the Shabbos which is at the beginning. Shabbos of Bereishis, where first there's the whole 6 days of the week, all of Maase Bereishis, and then, in other words, the Mishkan, so to speak, the world, creation, the Mizgeres, and then the Shabbos. But then we have a different Shabbos, and the Kohen talks about these two types of Shabbos. Because we live, and we live these Shabbos. The Shabbos of Adam Rishon was at the beginning of his existence. He woke up to a world that was Adat Shabbos, it was Erev Shabbos. That's how Adam Rishon woke up, came into being with Shabbos. So the truth is, Machlokes, there are two perspectives, there are two ways of looking at everything in life. There are two ways. And this comes back to everything that we do. One we could call the idealistic way of looking at things. In the sugi that we're learning today, we see this as Moshe Rabbeinu Mipi Hashem. We see this in the beginning of Parshas Truma. And then we have a second perspective, a second way of looking at life, which is Bezalel, which is the realistic way and the practical way of looking at life. In other words, Hashem is Baruch reveals in Parshas Truma the idealism of a Jew who has a dream, a vision, a she'ifa, a longing to be a Jew that's kolotar kula, that's shas bavli yushalmi, tikkun hamidus, shmiras ha-mitzvos, shmiras ha-inayim, shmiras ha-loshon, who's filled with a tremendous awe, who's filled at the beginning with a cheshek, a longing to be great. The ideal, the Ur, at the beginning, he begins with the Orin, he begins with the Kalim, he begins in a place of Toichen, of meaning, of Pnimius, of Cheshek, of Rotzen, and because of that fire that's burning in him at the beginning, he has something to live for, something that he longs to see. And from that aura that he has, of that Shabbos of Adam Rishon, it gives him the koiches to pick himself up, and then to bring slowly but surely through that, to slowly build the Mishkan in his life. There are Jews that they have to begin with the Orin. They have to begin with the Orin, with the Kalim. They have to begin with that aura. And sof kol sof, through that they're able to raise and to repair and to bring about the reality of the Mishkan. of their lives. That's the inyan that's misgala by Moshe Rabbeinu pi Hashem at the beginning of Parashas Truma. So Hashem Yisbaruch wants us to have such she'ifas, such longings for greatness from the very beginning. The inyan of Bezalel, the shita of Bezalel, the reality is that in life, if a person does not get to work on the practical mizgeres, if he doesn't begin to build the mishkan to house the Urim, the kelim, then it's very, very likely that there's not going to be any kiyum for that ahava, for that light, for that emotion, for that feeling, for that ideal. So according to this way of understanding the sugya, there's a certain mabat pnimi, a pnimistic way of looking at life, at reality, through the eyes of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Moshe, at the beginning of Parshas Truma. Orin and Kalim, the Ur, the pnimis. And if a person is excited, if a person's Avodas Hashem is filled with light, even though he's not holding by this yet, but he's excited, he wants to accomplish, he feels a closeness to the Bari Olam. He feels the Orin and the Kalim in his life. Through that, he'll persevere and he'll build a strong, solid Mishkan. As we're getting closer to Mashiach, in these days of Ikvus of the Mashiach, so we see that the whole way of doing things is the way of, not the whole way, but we see a lot more of the inyan of Moshe Rabbeinu and the Kadosh Baruch Hu Parshas Truma than we see Bezalel. Whereas it used to be considered something which is very strange or odd, that a person should get married and then worry about building a house and learning and supporting and so on. We see much more in our days before Mashiach comes, such a mahalach. Parents are worried about these things, understandably. And the parents are saying, what are you doing? You have to first have a parnos, you have to have a mishkan, and then you bring your wife into the mishkan. You bring your wife into the house. That's a beferish Rambam. And the new generation is saying, hey, there's a feeling that I have now, my learning is going great. There's an ur, there's a mesikus, there's a sweetness. I'm working on myself. I want this to be. I could be something great. Right now is the time, it's the Shas HaKosher. I have to make this happen. Don't worry, the Mishkan will be okay. So he wants to get married and to begin a life and to be filled with that sweetness, the mesikus of that relationship, of all of the ur that comes with that relationship of marriage and so on. And then through that excitement, through that hergish, the person has koiches. He's motivated and driven to move on, to build the mishkan. Same thing with the Avodas Hashem. We find in our days, again, this one has to be very, very careful, but we find in our days that there are people who somebody just is barely trying to keep mitzvahs. He just started to keep mitzvahs, and he already starts to look into things that are deeper. And he starts to be Isaac and certain hanhagis of Kedusha. He's already taking upon himself an Aron and a Kalim, and he doesn't have a Mishkan. It's a dangerous thing to do. But Saul says that the Mahalach of this world is the first that needs to be a Mishkan. Take it easy. There's a Mishkan. There's a Mishkan, Kalim, Aron. Finally, once, eventually you'll be able to bring the Aron. I know the Svarim say that the inyan of the month of Adar, which is the end, the last month, and especially when you have an Ibiyur, a Shana Mubaris, a leap year, it's Mamash the Achvis, it's Ikvis of the Mashiach. The month of Adar, which is the last month, before Nisan, is the first. The month of Adar corresponds to the Ikvis of the Mashiach, to the end of time. So we understand that the inyan of the month of Adar from the beginning is, the Svarim say that Adar is a lashon of Adarabba. Adarabba. Adarba is Adarabba. It's the opposite that one thinks. The opposite of things that make sense. So there's a v'nahafaychu in the month of Adar, which is ikfisid de Mashiach, which is the end of time, where we find a reversal of the normal seder, of how things generally work, where first there's a Mishkan, and then a Kalim and an Ar. What about the Rambam's Taina? The Rambam says, Derech Balei Deya. It's the way of Balei Deya that you first build a Mishkan, and then you have the Kalim and the Ar. What about being a person who's a Baldeya? So the Teretz is that when it comes to the month of Adar, when it comes to Purim, there's no Taina if a person's not a Baldeya. Fakir. The whole Inyan of Purim is Adar Lo Yada. As the Inyan of Purim is, there's come a time in history where there's an Inyan of Adar Lo Yada, where it doesn't follow always the Mahalach of Das, of Balei Deya. It's Davke. On Purim, a person who's in a state of Adlo Yoda is Harezim Meshubach. Adlo Yoda. It's already a mile. The Vinahafechu is already a mile. And this is what we see in Sikkhus at Tzaddik from the Kohen. Reb Tzaddik says, if you have a chance, you don't have time to do the whole thing. If you look in Ois Mem Vav, it's a very famous piece in Sikkhus at Tzaddik. The Tzikim say, Komash Yermelchabal from the Gemara, Komash and Psach, Komash Yermelchabal Bayes, say, Chutz Mitzay. Everything that the Baal Bayes says, you have to listen, unless the Baal Bayes tells you, get out. Then you don't listen. V'loy lechinam kosva toire inyin hama'apilim. Now you remember in Pasha Shlach, with his ma'apilim, that they tried to rush into Eretz Yisrael. Didn't work out. So Reb Tzaddik says, it was written in Pasha Shlach, Asher kvar ha'eminu b'divrei Moshe. They already believed in Moshe Rabbeinu. V'lom aloi shomlo b'zeh, shomlem al ta'alu. Moshe Rabbeinu said, don't do it, it's not going to work. You can't rush, there's a Seder. You can't rush, it's not the time. Al ta'alu. El shem choshu sh'zeh b'chlal chutz mitzeh. Those Jews thought that it was kilu, if not to go to ourselves, kilu Hashem is saying, tzeh, that he's done with us. Therefore, they had this svara to rush into Eretz Yisrael, even though it wasn't the Seder, is if in a half aichu, they weren't holding by Eretz Yisrael yet. And the Psalm goes on and says, it wasn't the time. Chazal say, that in the days before Mashiach comes, there's going to be tremendous chutzpah, that's now. Then it will be the time to reverse the order. That's what Moshe Rabbeinu told him. V'hi loy titzlach. This, what you're doing right now, it's not going to succeed. So Reb Tzaddik says, Nirah she'etzi. I like what you're doing. I like that you're filled with the light of the ideal. I like that you're unwilling to settle without a life without Eretz Yisrael. I like that you're rushing, that you're running, that you want to do the right thing. I like that. Even though you were told not to, I like that. But v'hi loy titzlach. Even though you're not ready. V'hi loy titzlach. But Eitzi, Yelishalit Tislach, V'dayik V'hi, Reb Tzaddik says, Shebechol Mokim, Doshu Chazal, He, V'loy Acheres, Shiei Zman Acheres, Shematzliach. There'll be another time when such a thing will be Matzliach. V'hu Zmanenu Zeh, Shu Ikvid De Mashiach. Reb Tzaddik says, He, Loy Tislach, was going back on that time that was not Matzliach. But the Inyan of the Avoid of the Ma'apilim will have a time when it will be Matzliach. And Reb Tzaddik says, V'hi Zmanenu Ikvid De Mashiach. Which is our days, Ikvus of the Mashiach. Therefore, even little people like us, who are just trying to find our way to begin to step one foot into Yiras Shamayim, we are already now, we're able, the V'nahafechu is that even people like us can have big she'ifas to be great in Yiras Shamayim, to be great in learning, to be great in Ahavas Hashem, to be great, to be Jews that have Dveikis and Amun of Hashem, and Tikkun HaMidas and Tikkun HaBris, we can be filled with the biggest she'ifas in the world. Because the Kohen is saying, V'hi lo titzlach then, but now such a thing can have Hatzlach. We're coming to that point in time of the other, of the Adarab, of the Nahafechu, of Ma'aseh Bereishis. And the Nahafechu is telling us, that now we could have Hatzlach in this. But we have to be very, very careful. Remember, it's Moshe Rabbeinu, it's Bezalel, the Halach is like Bezalel. But we never, ever are allowed to lose our feeling for that Or, for that Hisoyrus, of the ultimate Tachlis, of the Oren. We should be Zoichim Mitzvah Hashem, each and every one of us, to feel this in our Avodah. and to enjoy this, to begin the ready Purim. I don't mean by drinking Chas V'Shalom, but to begin the Simchas Purim from the very beginning. We should be Zarecha, Henge Alter Eschem, Arches Kereishas, with the Glashan V'Amitis, and maybe Amen.